Welcome to the SearchStorageChannel.com Project FAQ. This is Lauren Kelly for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today, I'll be speaking with Curtis Preston, backup expert and executive editor for TechTarget's Storage Media Group, about cloud storage. Thanks for joining me today, Curtis.
Nice to be here.
Today, we'll be discussing what cloud storage means for solution providers and how they should get involved in the market sector. First question. What options are there for solution providers who want to get in on the developing cloud storage market?
Well, generally speaking, they have two choices, and I really want to advise against the first. So the first choice is to build it themselves, and there are a lot of companies that have considered doing that and have done that, where they're just like, well, how hard can it be to back up remote data or store remote data? All the protocols are out there and all of that. The reason why I want to advise against that is that it is a lot harder than you think. There are a lot of things that you won't necessarily think through, and you take a risk of being the next vendor to show up on a website, you know, being reported for having lost customers' data. And then, you know, frankly, at that point, you're out of business. So that's the first option. The second option is that there are, myriad companies that are out there that will provide this. Many of them are companies that you haven't heard of. So if you search for cloud storage, you'll find a lot of different companies. Some of them are companies that are, known brand names, such as Amazon is probably one of the biggest providers. Microsoft is also in the business. EMC is in the business with their purchase of Mozy. Symantec and some of the other big software companies have also purchased cloud storage-type companies. So there are a number of options. If you're going to get into it, I would highly recommend, going with a reputable company that has a much bigger company behind them so that you don't stand the chance of ending up losing customer data. And when we say cloud storage, by the way, there are kind of two main types. There's storing data on, actually storing production data. And then the second is backup. I tend to be more a fan of the backup, where the customer still stores their data online, but then you're storing the backup of that.
Okay. Do storage solution providers really need to have a stake in cloud storage services?
Well, they don't need to do anything. But at this point, there is plenty of money to be had in that space. The space has finally taken off. There are a lot of companies that are doing it. There are a lot of companies that are paying for these services. It's also a service that can provide options to customers that were simply not there before, where, for example, backing up a remote office could be handled with cloud storage now instead of selling them a small computer and, maybe a tape stacker or something and some backup exec. Now you have the chance of selling them a service, which is good in a couple of ways. One is that it provides a much better value to them in that the data is being stored off-site. And then the second is that you stay much stickier to the customer because it's an ongoing service and ongoing revenue for you.
Are there integration services that a solution provider can offer around cloud storage?
So I would say absolutely. And the main thing is just helping the customer understand what is and isn't cloud storage and how they should or shouldn't use it. I was just reading this morning some comments on an article that was about a lawsuit around cloud storage and how it's actually a cloud storage provider that is Carbonite is the name of the company, and they're suing their providers, their hardware and software providers, for you know, have they lost data and they're going to sue their hardware and software providers. I don't have any details on the story, but the comments on that story, the people started talking about that the end users, even though, you know, these products have been dumbed down in such a way that they can actually be sold to the end consumer, the problem is the end consumer doesn't necessarily understand the technology. For example, a person who thinks that something has been backed up, they might get the inclination that that means that stuff can be deleted now. And if they use a lot of these online backup services, they have a 30-day retention. So they back it up to this backup service, and then they delete the data, thinking that, well, it's been backed up now, so I can delete it. Well, in 30 days, their data is gone forever. And so you've got to help the customer. The customer who's the primary target for cloud storage is going to be the types of customer who would have those misunderstandings. So I would say that that is where the solution provider can provide extra services to make sure that they use cloud storage for what it's meant for and not use it in such a way that actually causes data loss.
What does a typical prospective cloud storage customer look like in terms of company size and business needs and that?
Generally, we're talking either one of two customers. We're either talking a small business that has a relatively small, generally less than a terabyte of data, because simply these types of services don't work when we start talking terabytes and terabytes. So either we're talking a small company, or we're also talking remote offices for larger companies. And we are talking about data in the hundreds of gigabytes and potentially beyond a terabyte, but the higher you get up that number, two things happen. One is the more technical challenges that you will have, and second, the more the per gigabyte pricing tends to start to look expensive and the customer will start to consider other alternatives, as in, well, gee, can't I just do this myself? So generally speaking, it's the smaller customer that's going to be interested in cloud storage.
Okay. What are the key considerations for customers that are planning to use public cloud services?
For the considerations for the customer are the same as they should for anything that they consider. Like, you know, you need to be thinking about security, and you need to be thinking about what is this vendor, how is this vendor protecting my data from data loss, right? So by putting your data up on some cloud storage services, it actually makes your data 100% accessible from Google. Some of the cloud storage, generally the free ones have this problem, not the for-pay ones, but some of the cloud storage offerings actually put your data available via Google, which, you know, is really not what people are thinking about. Is that, you know, that's my idea. So the first thing that you want to address is security. Make sure that the data is being encrypted when it's in transit, since your data is being sent out there all over the internet, and make sure that you can specify a key and you keep track of that key and all of that such. And then the second thing is, you know, Mr. Vendor, how are you making sure my data? This is a real concern for people beginning to use cloud storage, because the problem is that the plethora of options that are available to them have also come with a plethora of stories of vendors that have lost customer data. There's been three or four stories just in the last 6 months of vendors that have just flat out lost customer data. And I think, frankly, the customer should be wary of those services, which is why in the beginning of the podcast, I said that I recommend that people that are wanting to get into this business go with strong, reputable companies that, you know, are hiring, you know, strong, reputable people to make sure that the data is being protected. You can never be, you're always going to have data loss. You're always going to have bad disk drives. you're always going to have disasters that take out a site, or fires, or you know, whatever that takes out an entire site. The question is, how have you prepared for that, and have you prepared for that, and have you provided, you know, auditing so that, you know, your customers can look at a third party that has audited your setup to make sure that you're using all the best practices that are out there. If a customer hasn't done that and verified that all of those things are the case, then the possibility remains that they will end up losing their data, which is the number one thing they should be scared about with cloud storage.
Okay. Along those lines, do you think that cloud storage has been proven reliable enough for customers to use in storage of critical data?
Yeah, it's reliable in that they generally can get their data back. You know, that it's reliable in that if you need your data at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll be able to get it. As long as they address the problem with cloud storage is that it's kind of like if we set laws aside, anybody with a car can be a taxi, right? I can throw a little light on the top of my car and boom, I'm a taxi. Now we have laws that you know address that, but let's just set those aside. But don't confuse me, who just landed in a plane and hopped into a car, with a taxi, and the quality of service between me and, let's say, on the opposite end, someone for, you know, a taxi driver in London that has to study for 3 years to get a taxi license, and they have to know, you know, the location of every building and how to, you know, and the best way to get there and all this stuff. They have a test to take. So the problem is that in the cloud storage world, anybody with a computer and an internet connection and a website, which is, you know, that includes my daughter, can set up a cloud storage service. So it's the custom. So yes, the data or the services have been proven reliable, but because anybody and their brother can set up a cloud storage service and advertise it, not all cloud storage services are reliable. So you've got to use due diligence to figure out the one that you're looking at. And unfortunately, it usually means that you're going to end up going with an expensive or a service that is more expensive than another service, right? This is definitely one of those worlds where you get what you pay for.
All right. That's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Curtis.
Anytime.
Thanks again. This has been Lauren Kelly for SearchStorageChannel.com.